Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Most of us are familiar with the hooting of the great horned owls, but we hear them a lot more than we see them. It's amazing they can stay so well hidden. But if you have an interest in seeing them, now might be a good time to begin looking for them in earnest. That's because they've started to nest, and the young should start hatching in about a month or so. With the deciduous trees still bare, the owls are about as observable as they get. Great horned owls generally don't make their nest. Because they're such early nesters, they can often lay claim to the nest of a hawk or a crow from last year. They're also known to utilize cavities in trees and other sites, but the majority will be a nest constructed by a hawk or crow somewhere between 12 and 50 feet above the ground. Their breeding season starts roughly in late February and may last into June. Like many mated pairs of birds, once a nest is established, they'll defend a territory around it, in this case perhaps in the range of roughly 1 square mile. Incubation is about 30 days. So even now, certainly with the help of a pair of binoculars, a keen observer might be able to spot a portion of the head and ear tufts of the incubating owl sticking up a bit above the nest. And of course, once that's been discovered, the nest and its occupants can be occasionally observed. If, for example, the eggs were laid during the end of February, by late March, the eggs should begin to hatch. The young owlets, often 2 to 3, are slow to develop. They'll stay in the nest for 6 to 7 weeks and will not be able to fly until they're 10 to 12 weeks old, which puts things into June. When the young are around 6 weeks old, they generally begin to branch. Don't take that literally. Branching, or exhibiting branching behavior, is when young great horned owls begin to leave the nest and perch on adjacent branches. The owlets are still covered with down and their feet are strong, but the wings, not so much. They'll venture out on nearby branches and flap their wings to test them out. So the owlets from early nesters should start branching around mid-April, when many of the trees are still bare and not fully leafed out. So as you travel about, look a little closer for those large nests in the trees. You may discover an active nest of a great horned owl. And if you do, you could learn a lot more about great horned owls and enjoy some great entertainment. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.